This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard after a busy, busy, hectic weekend mixing it up with human beings. Shocking. Shocking. Doing the California lifestyle, actually communicating, shaking hands, hugging, kissing, all the whole nine yards with other human beings. In large numbers, I might add. It was a virtual viral fest. It was amazing. Absolutely. The human touch. How important that really truly is. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be delivering certain information to you that I think is very, very relevant. Some of it about Michael Flynn, believe it or not. Yeah, Michael Flynn. The worms are squirming in the FBI, by the way. And that's a good thing because, you know, we want to keep the deep state inoperative and apoplectic at all times. Remember that. Now, of course, Christopher Wray, you know, he's turning out to be not so nice a guy, right? Anyway, so I just wanted to put a little shout out. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. Or NCS 51. We're still kind of straddling both sides here on that. We'll probably, hopefully, fold those things together this week to make it a little bit easier and, of course, a better, I guess you would say, strategy would be employed on the website. I'm just saying. Anyway, we have a lot of things to talk about here and a busy weekend. I know all around the nation, the president was very busy and so were so many other people's. I had an opportunity to be on Dave Janda's show yesterday, so we'll be playing clips from that a little bit later on the radio show. Also on today's show, we're going to have Chris Street. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. We're actually finally putting together the financials for what New California will look like financially as opposed to what California is. It's a completely different state financially than what we have here in California. California is a crippled state. It's a crippled state. And this is something that is going to have to rectify itself through New California. And listen, there's no other way. You're not going to be able to... There's movements afoot in certain conservative circles because of the failure of the Republican Party out here. And also the failure of the Democratic Party. There's no two-party system. And we're going to be addressing that issue in New California here in the next week or so, just to kind of give you an idea. So California is actually the poster child for what it looks like to not have a Republican form of government, and which is Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. And we're going to be definitely talking about that all this week. We're going to have a press conference on Wednesday in Fresno, California, of all places. Maybe you might not remember, but a few weeks back, gosh, a couple months ago now, it's really the end of April. Then we have May Day. Shocking. Anyway, we ran a survey to see where would be the best capital for New California, and everybody agreed. For the most part, I mean, it was like 60% of the people responded, and we're talking to county chairs at this time, and most of them, almost all of them, about 60% of them came up with Fresno, California as the probable. Probable, it's not the capital. But for right now, it's a temporary capital. It will not be the capital until the California State Legislature declares where the capital would be. The new California State Legislature, not the California, sorry about that, don't want to misstate that, but the new California State Legislature, once enacted, will in fact declare where the capital is going to be. So we're going to be in different locations. We're already setting up a whole bunch of offices to accommodate what's going to be happening with New California. It's almost like a campaign. It is. It's a lot like a campaign, not a political campaign. It's not a political campaign. That's the beauty of this is what we're doing here. It's not political. So anyway, we got all that sort of thing going on. And, of course, the big hit is the two doctors out of Kern County, Erickson. I can't remember the other guy's name. I'm sorry. But they came out with all this information about the COVID virus, and I think that sort of bolstered a lot of people and emboldened Californians to get out and about, because basically there was a lot of protesting going on in California over the weekend, and we're going to be leading the way, I think, for the nation to kind of get out and away from this whole notion about what's going on, sheltering in place and all, and wearing the mask. Come on, take the mask off, guys. The masks don't help. They really don't. And why everybody's been sold this bill of goods in the panic of the whole thing for the mask is kind of ludicrous. So anyway, people are starting to find out. I think Fauci's going to get, you know, certain things have got to happen to these people. The World Health Organization, they got to pay a price. And so does China, and for trying to, you know, fool everybody. And by the way, this whole thing, as we're starting to investigate, we've investigated with the coronavirus. This whole thing has manifested itself from a much larger plan. And, you know, sort of give you the recap of all this. It's almost like we can do the post-mortem starting right now of this whole thing with the coronavirus, because it's not working. These governors that are trying to say they're not going to reopen the state, they want everybody sheltered. Of course, Gavin Newsom is trying to stall as long as possible because he's got no money. And California, the biggest state in the union in terms of population, is a particular one that has to open up. I'm sorry, but it actually does have to open up. And right now we're hearing some very grisly stories, and you might be hearing about these. We broke this story last week because some of my trucker friends were very concerned. They're running out of contracts. They're running out of loads. They had just yesterday, I had several calls going from place to place. Literally, a very busy day yesterday for New California. Wow. At least for me, it was very busy. Well, we made contact with a lot of people. There's no question about it. But some of my trucker buddies out there are saying there's no trucks on the highway right now. That's kind of a problem. There's no trucks on the highway. So all of you truckers that are out there listing right now, and I know I have quite a few of you that are listing as you're rolling on down the highway, their contracts aren't there right now. They will be. I think it's all going to come back. And, you know, just before showtime, because, you know, I got to tell you that my dad was a trucker, so I get that whole trucker business. And anyway, he always had to, you know, depend on contracts. I get that whole thing. But my my sources tell me that there's a certain company that's holding on to all the stores, if you will, all the products. They're holding up shipments to the United States, and deliberately so, as part of this whole COVID virus strategy to hold everything up. So we're going to see what the president's going to do something about it. And so the supply chain should come back, and it should come back real strong. Now, this has a lot of problems, and for those of you that can't remember from last week, and I'll just sort of give you the buzzword, it was last week, truckers were calling and saying, you know, look, there's only 2 weeks worth of contracts left, and everything in the trucking industry nationwide is going to shut down. And we did hear that some of the meat packing plants are shutting down. That is called a problem, especially if you need food. And, you know, we sell food for, you know, you can go and check it out on the website. But that's going to be a big-time problem for people, obviously. And right now the shelves are all stacked. You know, we had this conversation, I think, on our conference call Wednesday night. And I was telling people, or maybe it was the Thursday night call that we had, but we had this call. And it was, you know, people were saying, well, we go into the big box stores and they're all full. And I said, well, you know, that only lasts so long. That most of these stores only have supplies for 3 days. So once the trucks stop showing up in the back of the store and they start taking out all the cargo and all that good stuff and all the groceries and, you know, get everything all stocked and everything, once that all stops, guess what? No food for you. So you better make plans. I think there's going to be food shortages. And I wouldn't be saying this if I didn't have information that makes me believe that it's actually going to happen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com and ncs51.com. Both of those are websites for New California. Okay, a couple of things I want to clarify because this is big news. And Friday, we're all excited. Talking about that a judge down in Benitez, I think his name is, in San Diego, in the Southern District, he declared that the gun laws, the ammo laws, were unconstitutional. He came out. We read most of what was going on. It was like breaking news at the time when we got this whole thing happening, and we read a lot of the court decision and so on. He was very excellent. He was absolutely excellent. I was listening to the replay on Saturday on KMYC 1410 up here in the Flamethrower in Northern California. And it was interesting because the things, it changed. It changed overnight. And I think, I got to get back to New California or Agenda 21 Radio. I'm going to, we're looking at Cal Globe right now. And I normally wouldn't be covering all this right now with the California things, but I got to get this information out because people, I don't want people to be understanding that something is not happening that should be happening. Anyway, Saturday this came out. And where did I get this from? Oh, this came from the actual, I think, the NRA website. And it says, California Ninth Circuit issues a stay reinstating ammo restrictions. And so this is how it all kind of went down after our show on Friday. First of all, they came out, the Road versus Becerra is the name of it. And this article says it's an NRA-funded case. That's not my understanding. I don't understand it to be an NRA-funded state or case. Anyway, said late Friday night. So this is how it went down. They got the injunction on Thursday, you know, against the California state ammo ban. And then this goes Friday night. At 9:46 p.m., the following order came out from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, granting a temporary stay on the injunction issued on Thursday, April 24th. Okay, you got to follow the bouncing ball with this whole thing. In the NRA-funded case, Road versus Becerra, that was the injunction that was issued. This means that the same restrictions that have been previously in effect regarding ammunition in California are back for the time being, pending further order from the court. Now, this is interesting. I want you to get the censor Donald Trump here in the Ninth Circuit, because we all know how liberal the Ninth Circuit is, because they've all had their little buddies from various religious groups that have climbed on board in the Ninth Circuit. They just permeated all of California, the court system, made it very corrupt, I might add. Anyway, boy, a little side editorial going on in this article. Here's the timeline. So get the timeline. It says, April 23rd, Ninth Circuit District Court grants preliminary injunction suspending ammunition restrictions. Okay? So they grant the preliminary injunction suspending ammunition. Then April 24th, Friday morning, Attorney General Javier Becerra seeks a stay on the injunction order, requesting a decision by 3 p.m. Friday. April 24th, Friday afternoon, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, listen to this, denies the state's motion for stay on the preliminary injunction. Okay. Then Friday afternoon, state files notice of interlocutory appeal. That means, like, this has got to happen now. So Friday evening, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal grants the state's emergency motion for a stay pending further court orders. Then it goes, the following transactions were listed at Kim Road et al. Versus Javier Becerra. It says the following transactions were entered on 4/24 at 9:46 p.m. Huh. It says file order, Mary H. McGuire and Mark Bennett. The court has received the appellate's emergency motion for a stay. The request for an immediate administrative stay is granted. And the district's court's April 23rd preliminary injunction order is temporarily stayed pending further court order. Temporarily stayed. So the first time they send this in, they get booted out. In other words, the state tries to go in the morning and they get booted out and demands an answer by 3 p.m. And, of course, you get booted out. This is kind of bossy on their part. Anyway, the court will address the emergency stay motion by separate order. Okay, I don't know when they're going to address this. I heard it was today. So just to kind of give you a little bit of a feel. Now, I said this about the Donald Trumpster because what's happened is that there is we have many now new Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal judges that have been granted under the Trump administration. Shocking. Shocking. Something's wrong today, right? So that you know what I'm saying there. The influence of Donald Trump, I think, in this court situation, booted him out immediately. And Javier Becerra, I'm sure in his arrogant little way, was going, you can't do that to me. So I'm going to file another notice by Friday afternoon. And I'm just kind of getting the play on that. Maybe I'm just being a drama queen. I don't know. Me, a drama queen, right? come on. You guys have to laugh at some of this stuff, right? Because you'd normally be crying. So it looks like something's happening here. I think that the original motion is going to be sustained. I think that the Ninth Circuit's going to throw this bad boy out. And I think it's the weight of the language that was granted on that sucker. That was just something else. I mean, right in the pleading paper, the front page of the pleading paper, the injunction being granted by the judge, and he gives his reasons for it. It was brutal, absolutely brutal. And I know that that was a big focus of what we talked about on Friday. And I was listening, like I said, I was listening to it on the radio driving. I was driving around like a crazy man on Sunday or Saturday and Sunday. What am I saying? It wasn't just Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. And I was listening to my own show, which is kind of, you have to get the audio feedback mechanism going on so you understand what you're doing right and wrong on the radio, by the way. So it's always good to listen to your own radio show every once in a while. Quality control helps. Anyway, so this whole thing popped out I just had to get it out here today because I want to make sure everybody doesn't have a false impression. Because by the time the show played Saturday, it had already been stayed. I mean, the whole motion was just mooted, and now they're going to file another one. So they're going to have to find out whether or not it's going to happen. This is as the article was read, and I think I have the full opinion here. Okay, I want to read to you some of the talk, some of the information that came from the original stay that was granted by this Judge Benitez of the Southern District. Okay, and as soon as the machine wants to kind of cooperate with me, it's just hysterical. I mean, it really is. But we're not going to be able to laugh together and cry together on this one because it doesn't seem. Where are we going here? Oh, here it comes. This is the interesting thing about this is the way he words this. I mean, it is just dripping with sarcasm towards the state legislature. I mean, dripping with sarcasm. And you know this whole thing about the state legislature and all their little moves to restrict all of our guns. And all the things that go along with the guns, of course, this is something that is just absolutely ridiculous. And see if we can get this bad boy to come up here. It's a PDF file, so you know these PDF files have to take a while. But he talks about stuff like, you know, the experiment is over. That's what it's been. This is what it says. This is right on the front page, the first page of the pleading. It says the experiment has been tried. The casualties have been counted. This is California's new ammunition background check law. Misfires in the Second Amendment rights of the California citizens have been gravely injured. In this action, plaintiffs seek a preliminary injunction enjoining California's onerous and convoluted new laws requiring ammunition purchase background checks, and implementing ammunition and anti-importation laws. It also has to do with the Commerce Clause. That's another issue. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Katie Grimes' article that we're gonna have to kind of stay on the... we're going to have to stay on this one. But the Katie Grimes article has been appearing here, and it says April 24th, and I don't think that April 24th is the date, actually. I think there may be a misprint on the date on this one because it's a fresh publication. And today is not the 24th, right? Isn't that correct? It's not the 24th right now. I don't know. Let me check my watch. Maybe we've gone backwards. We've gone retro. Anyway, this is Katie Grimes of Cal. It's called Cal Globe. Fantastic publication, by the way, this is Katie Grimes has really found the sweet spot in her career here for California Globe. And she's just a fantastic writer. I know the president reads her. I know that. And so she's much respected. She also works with the Canadian Free Press and a whole bunch of other publications out there. So she's a brilliant writer. By the way, she's been at the Liberty Tours, and we've had her there, and we're going to probably have her invited to come out to the convention. But anyway, this is permits are denied for May 1st reopen California protest at state capitol. Shocking. And I put this out because, you know, we had a sort of a fresh round of protests this weekend, and in strict defiance, of course, of any of these orders that came from the governor. And it's not just us. It's happening all around the state. So it's here. So, you know, May Day, this is so sacrosanct. You got to understand something. May Day is absolutely sacrosanct with communists. Yeah, around the world. We can't have a protest against communism on May Day in the state capital of the communist California. Shocking! See what I'm saying? There's her lead into this. It says, the order came from the top. Quote. It says, following the Monday, April 20th protest at the California state capitol demanding the governor reopen the state and end the lockdown. See, I knew this was going to happen. He's scared. Because people, demonstrators showed up at his house. Shocking. In Fair Oaks. So Gabby's, he's a little scared. They're going to come for your kids, Chuck. Well, you know, Gavin, you got to live. You know, I know you're an elite. You and Nancy Pelosi, break out the ice cream, please. See, these guys are at the hip, Pelosi and Newsom. You got to listen, all the problems in the world come from San Francisco. Let's be up front. All the problems, look at these people, these elitists out of San Francisco have this whole world tied up. By the way, where was the United Nations founded? In San Francisco, 1947. We played the whole clips. We played a whole bunch, and Truman was the president. He spoke. Okay, so that's, gee. Can you kind of get the drift here? Nancy Pelosi, San Francisco. Dianne Feinstein, San Francisco. Gavin Newsom, San Francisco. Jerry Brown, San Francisco. Everybody's from San Francisco who's turned this country upside down. Eric Swalwell, San Francisco. Adam Schiff, Hollywood. I mean, this is the way. They're all from California. That's why I'm lambasting them right now. We got to put a stop to this stuff, right? So far be it from the good protesters in California to all of a sudden shockingly draw out permits to have a protest against communism on May 1st. That's so antithetical. That just can't happen in communist California, because this truly is a communist state, guys. I don't care what anybody says. This is communism right here, right now. And they're trying to take it away, the freedoms, the Constitution from you. That's what this whole slowdown is all about. So here, I mean, look at this. Here we have the slowdown in California because of the COVID virus. And there's no there. There's absolutely no there. For the virus, it's not. It's exactly as I said. We said this when this whole thing was starting to break out in February and March, and we finally came out and said it's a hoax. Guys, wake up! The numbers aren't counting. The numbers are not jiving. And they didn't jive. They still haven't jived. We used the Stanford guy, Alonity or whatever his name is. We used his statistic and said this guy's spot on. He's right on about everything about virology. And of course, guess what? Shockingly, we find out he's right. And if you haven't seen there's two Kern County emergency room doctors came out with a video that's really spot on, absolutely spot on, and lays it really out for everybody to understand how this is all being treated so badly, and it's all bad for you. Whatever they're saying in the whole process of this virus right now, from the mask to the gloves, a whole nine yards, it's all the wrong thing to do. And certainly with social distancing is the absolute wrong thing to do. But they listen, the totalitarians who are running the show, they know that. They know that. So our reaction, okay, our reaction was misguided, and the president was lied to. We get all that. That's just a given. Now it's kind of like, okay, Let's stop the charade. Especially now it's warming up. The viruses don't really, they don't like heat and they don't like sunshine. I know we're not going to be injecting people with Lysol. I get that. But here we have this whole situation turning heads. Listen, you cannot have any of these permits going on. It says, following the Monday thing, anyway, so the demonstrators defied, says the Sacramento Bee reported that the demonstrators defied Gavin Newsom's orders banning large gatherings. You're being punished by the big boy. You silly gooses. Ooh, Gabby's going to do that. Punishment. Almost immediately, almost taking just action. Almost immediately, the California Highway Patrol announced it would no longer issue permits for events at the state capitol. Shocking. So we're just not going to have any demonstrations. No freedom of speech for you. So let's see. The five elements of the First Amendment. Freedom of religion. Freedom of speech. Freedom of the press. Freedom to assemble. And freedom to redress grievances. Ah, shocking. Shocking. The dictators in town, right? So let's see, of those elements, which ones are they denying? Well, let's see, there's freedom of speech. I can't do that. Freedom of assembly, can't do that. And freedom to grieve. There's three of the five things that they're denying the citizens of United States citizens living in California. That right. Now, listen, I wonder if a whole bunch of illegal foreign nationals went and wanted to have a demonstration on May Day and wear a lot of red. Do you think that would be granted? I suspect it would be because they would be they'd be compliant communists, of course. There's a difference between compliant communists and non-compliant United States citizens in California. That's really what it comes down to. Of course they can social gather with the communists. The red protects them from the virus. That's what it is. The red protects these communists from the viruses. So May Day, yes. I'm sure, listen, I don't know if anybody's tried it, but I would suspect that the demonstrations would go on. The good communist would probably be able to have a demonstration. That's the way it works in California. The good communists run everything. So why not a good communist May Day? They're just marching right down K Street. Right. Yeah, they'd like to, right, and they just plant the flags, the communist flags right there. Just get it over with. We're a communist nation and just admit it and be out and proud, right? So reopen California, hashtag the lockdown, is the group planning the Friday, May 1st protest, where protesters will be circling the Capitol in cars. Honk, honk. In cars. They're in cars. They're in cars. I think if you social distance your cars from one another 6 feet, you're good to go, guys. You're good to go. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, and we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about these permits being denied for the May 1st rally. And I know this is some people, it's breaking news what's happening, so we want to keep everybody informed. It says, Reopen California, End the Lockdown, hashtag End the Lockdown, is a group planning the Friday, May 1st protest where protesters will be circling the Capitol in cars. They say we must tell our politicians to end the nonsense, the Facebook page says. By the way, they're taking down off of Facebook all this protest information. And if you want to broadcast, your various live Facebook events, they take them down within seconds. You know, we figured this one out, right? So we have a lot of other ways to get this media out, which we will do. It says, however, the Capitol permit request was denied. Despite that the permit stated that protesters would adhere to social distancing, wear face masks, and that most would be in cars or on sidewalks surrounding the Capitol. Sources in the Capitol say the order by the CHP came all the way from the top, the governor's office. See, this guy doesn't like crowds. Listen. This should tell you how thin the man's skin is. The day of his inauguration, strictly controlled. You couldn't get near the governor. And they touted, you know, the inauguration for the people. And there were signs all over the state capitol, adorning everything in the state capitol. Yet there were no people at the people, quote, you know, us common folks. Nowhere to be found. There were a few, a lot of them showing up to protest, basically, in yellow vest. Ha, Zhili Zhang shows up. And those people were immediately directed over to this free speech zone over there. No free speech for you. But over there, there's a zone about 5 blocks away from where all the action would be happening. And by the way, where was the action happening on the state capitol grounds? Shocking. It was happening. Are you ready for this? In a white tent, a big white tent. That's where it was happening. This guy was totally isolated from, and the only way you can get in the tent is with a ticket. And they had thugs, real thuggish looking people, all dressed in black. Shocking. All dressed in black surrounding this white tented area, a totally secure area. Every 5 feet, these thugs were standing. It'd be really menacing, so the public couldn't even see. It was, listen, it was right out of Orwell. It was Hitlerian, clearly. That's what this guy, this is who you're dealing with, is a clown like this. He doesn't want anybody there. And, of course, Ben Berquam and his famous escapade. He gets inside there and protests the whole thing and yells out, "I object, I object." Remember that? Says, sources in the Capitol say the order to the CHP came all the way from the top, the governor's office. Other groups also applied for protest permits for May 1st, which I am being told are being denied as well. Oh, come on. I thought the communists would be more than happy to do this one, right? It says, how do you know when you stop being governed and you start being ruled? When your I don't know where this came from. It says, when your leaders tell you where you can protest and what and when, a commenter posted on the SACB.com article. We have had the worst scum in the country protest on Capitol grounds, and some of them violently, including Black Panthers, Antifa, Earth First, etc. Now peaceful protesters demanding restoration of their constitutional rights taken away unlawfully by Benito Newsom. Ha ha! Benito. Benito. ¿Qué pasó, Benito? Newsom's illegal house arrest orders are not allowed. Listen. That's what this is. These are house arrest. You're all under house arrest. And every leftist, there is a totalitarian screaming to get out. That was David Horowitz, by the way. That's true. I love David Horowitz. He's a former really lefty who came around, right? Gross government overreach. This is one of the segments. California's now infamous homeless population has been allowed to live, defecate, and die in the streets while mayors and county supervisors look the other way. Yet residents are supposed to believe we are being ordered to shelter at home for this flu virus for our own good? While thousands of criminals are being let out of California jails because of a potential outbreak of coronavirus, California residents are being ordered to shelter in place at home? People have reported to California Globe they have been pulled over by police asking where they are going and to show proof of an essential job. Governor Gavin Newsom is trying to provide $75 million to the state's illegal immigrants while legal citizens can't even get unemployment or government grants for their businesses. A dad was arrested for playing ball with his children in an empty field. A San Diego woman has been notified she's facing a $1,000 fine or jail time for organizing a downtown San Diego protest that drew hundreds. Bike trails have been locked down and closed. State parks, state beaches have been closed. Amazing. A woman on a jogging trail was sighted. A lone surfer was arrested earlier in the month. It is apparent the local county officials want people to remain in their neighborhoods and have issued such orders because they can. This is why there are protests and people disobeying stay-at-home orders, which I would say openly disobey them. They have no right to do this unless you surrender your rights, folks. Governor Newsom is ignoring the science after saying he would let science dictate his decisions. Stanford University scientists just conducted a coronavirus antibody test, which tested 3,330 people, concluded that the infection is both more common than previously thought and possesses lower fatality rate than what current data has suggested. University of Southern California in Los Angeles County Department of Public Health also just finished a study which found as many as 442,000 LA County residents. We talked about this when this came out a week and a half ago. But we talked about this and brought this to everybody's attention, where this whole thing, the trajectory of this, based upon even the stuff that was coming out from John Hopkins with the little blood splat, the big red things on the black milk, the drops of blood, right? That's how sinister these people are. You got to get in the mindset of these people. They're terrible, evil people. That translates to roughly, anyway, the whole issue about antibodies is a big one because it tells you that there's more people have been exposed to it and have recovered from it. It's an antigen-antibody relationship, and we're going to talk more about that. As the Globe said April 6th, many physicians are now saying the lockdown and social distancing orders are preventing herd immunity and will drag out the course of the virus. Stanford biophysicist and Nobel laureate Mike Leavitt said this week, the real situation is not as nearly as terrible as they make it out to be, Daily Wire reported. Last week, Leavitt emphasized, you need to think of corona like a flu. And it is. It's a severe flu. I had it. I know it is. It is 4 to 8 times as strong as the common flu, and yet most people will remain healthy and humanity will survive. The governor has yet to acknowledge the importance of these two studies by two of the most reputable universities in the country. Many more epidemiologists and immunologists have spoken out of news shows about how locking people down is the opposite of what should be happening in order to build herd immunity. And we've talked about herd immunity. Americans have survived the Hong Kong flu, the avian flu, the swine flu, SARS, as well as Legionnaires' disease, Ebola, without locking down the entire country. Californians may not survive the statewide lockdown because half of the state will be bankrupt. More than 3 million Californians have filed unemployment. Prior to the statewide shutdown, unemployment in the state was as low as 3.9% in February, but was up to 5.3% in March and will be record high in April at the end of April. By now, most people are saying that this doesn't add up, and they are protesting even without a permit. You don't need a permit to go and protest today, guys. Just go out without a mask. Just do whatever you want to do. This guy's off his rocker. And talk about thin-skinned. I think what really did it for him was the protest and people driving around and, you know, and all that stuff in front of the Capitol on Sunday. Monday, I guess it was. And that shook him. Because this guy doesn't bode well in tough situations. He's a very weak sister, and all he can do is act like a dictator. So right now he's kind of holed up. And you know, I think what's going to happen here with this clown is that, I'm going to hold off on what I think is going to happen. But I know what's happening right now to us, and your civil rights, your God-given rights are being stolen from you right before your very eyes unless you stop it, unless you protest it. That's your right to do that, by the way. He cannot take away your God-given rights unless you want to surrender them and get on your knees. And I'll be damned if I'm going to get on my knees. That's not happening. That is not happening. And it shouldn't happen for you either. It's all a lie, guys. It's all a lie. And it's time to stand up against it. You know, it's kind of interesting. We're broadcasting out of Washington, D.C., this show. And it's going all over the East Coast, and our numbers are just going through the roof, by the way. Because we understand the way California goes, the rest of the nation is going to go. And we understand the responsibility. I think most Californians and new Californians are having to step up and realize, listen, we can't let this go because the rest of the nation is watching, too. And right in the face of all this, we have a dictator who's, more obviously than not, showing his dictatorial face, huh? The protest really is the fact you can't protest. That's the protest, the fact that you can't protest. And therein lies the problem for Gavin Newsom and the rest of these cronies that he's got. All those people that are surrounding him, that are ordering all these dictatorial orders, and the police officers who are doing things illegal and not following their own oaths of office. You know, that was something that I drove home with everybody in the phone calls and also in our meetings that we had yesterday. Boy, we had big meetings. We had a lot of people out. It was wonderful to be together, and as it should be. And, the damage that's being done by the social distancing and so on, not just from the immunological standpoint, from a personal standpoint. You know, they're trying to stymie our conversations. They're trying to prevent us from having freedom of speech. We know that. And we know that they're trying to, this is a more, I guess you would say, sinister way to make that happen. By just causing social distancing. Hey, go out and rub up next to somebody and watch what happens. Say, oh, I'm sorry, I bumped into you. You just got a good spray of virus. Anyway, thanks for listening. We got a bunch of stuff coming up. Chris Street's going to come up in the third hour. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to Stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.